At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.
That don't mix, apparently. It's kids' sticky fingers and impossibly white dresses, and it is wedding season. So is it time and is it reasonable to leave kids off the guest list? Joining me for more on this now is Andrea Smith, freelance journalist. Yay or nay to kids at weddings, Andrea?
Absolutely nay, Ciara. And I'm speaking as a bitter child of spinster here.
That's a terrible way to describe yourself. Happy, footloose and free and easy, I would suggest. Why no kids at weddings?
Well, children have notoriously short attention spans, Ciara. So, weddings are a marathon. They're an ordeal for everybody anyway, to begin with. So I think inflicting children on long-suffering guests is just too much, you know, because I've been to weddings and funerals. Actually, I'd take the same perspective on funerals. And, you know, they're very beautiful, poignant ceremonies that people have spent so much time preparing and making sure every detail is right. And as they're unfolding, children are running up and down the aisle, they're making noise, they're playing loudly, they're addressing their parents. Their parents may be up on the aisle, actually, maybe up on the altar, you know. They may be the actual bride and groom, or they may be part of the wedding party. And it just is so distracting. And I think it's really unfair on a couple or on somebody as well who, you know, a family where somebody has passed away, that these beautiful moments are spoiled by children who don't know any better and can't help their behaviour because they're small and they shouldn't be there in the first place, you know. Also, weddings are an expensive occasion.
No, they are, for sure. But I suppose what I'm thinking in my head, and I don't have small children, so that's not why I'm saying this, but that weddings and indeed funerals are family affairs, family gatherings, and within our family there's intergenerational issues. Yeah. Should we not invite old people next, and should we lop off anybody who's a bit annoying after that? Like, at what point do we say no, that you know, that there's a bit of self-indulgence about maybe a wedding party that won't allow family members, including children, come to their party in case they make a bit of noise?
Well, I think that you've spent a fortune on your wedding in general.
So you're entitled.
Everybody coming to the wedding has spent a fortune, because weddings are an expensive thing. They're a marathon these days. They're destination weddings. They're, you know, they last for the whole weekend. So I think that if you allow children to come, and I know I'm sounding really mean and selfish here, but if children come to the wedding, then the focus tends to become to go on them, you know, because, like, I saw a video recently, you may have seen it, where a bride is coming up the altar and her child went running down the altar to her when she was just about to make her big moment. And I just think that, you know, everybody laughed and it's funny and all of that, but the attention wasn't on the bride. And it often isn't at weddings, you know. And I think if you spent a fortune, you know, for your big day, that, you know, it's a pity when the attention is taken away, you know.
I'm wondering, though, if I was a bride and I was walking up the aisle and my own child came running down to me, maybe to hold my hand walking up the aisle or something, I'm inclined to think I might think that was quite lovely. Now, maybe I'm getting it wrong here.
I'm
inclined to think that, you know, I would. And I also, you mentioned funerals. I remember, because I had toddler at my own father's funeral, and he shouted out more than one inappropriate thing, including, and as did my nephew, who was also a toddler, and we still laugh. And one of our favourite memories, I know this doesn't sound terrible or weird, but was at the graveside. My nephew shouted, "Look at that big hole. What a lovely hole." And it was the grave being freshly dug. We still talk about that as an extended family, as a point of sort of something nice within the funeral bleakness, that the children and their I suppose lack of understanding about the sadness was kind of a positive thing.
Yeah, maybe, but I was at a funeral recently, and, you know, the eulogy was taking place, and it was very emotional and very poignant. And there were two children in the church, and they were playing loudly and complaining and crying, and the parents didn't move them out quick enough, really, you know. But we couldn't hear what was being said because there was so much going on with these children who were sitting near us, you know.
You mentioned weddings being destination weddings. Extremely difficult for parents who have children to go to a destination wedding for a weekend without bringing them. So if you are saying no to children, you may well be saying no to some of your closest family and friends who can't go unless they can bring their children.
And I've heard that happening a lot, Ciara, actually, where people just couldn't justify leaving the children behind. Because it's hard to arrange childcare when you're abroad, obviously, because all your usual resources are away. But
if you're a family member, if it's a cousin or a niece or those types of things, all the extended family may be also at the wedding who might have otherwise been the childminders if the parents were going somewhere. So there's few options sometimes other than to bring children.
Yeah, but now I do think that any of my friends who are parents loved not being able to bring their children to the weddings because they loved actually having, you know, be able to get dressed up and not have, you know, people pulling at them to bring them to the toilet in the middle of something lovely when they're in the middle of dinner or something. So I think that, you know, it is a very hard decision because obviously if you decide that you don't want children at your wedding, you're going to upset some people.
You are.
But other people will be delighted because, you know, it's a lovely adult only. Like there are very few occasions. I know you're saying it's a family occasion, but there are also very few occasions these days that are completely adult only where you can let your hair down and enjoy yourself without having to worry that you're going to knock over some child on the dance floor.
The last question for you, I suppose, is I do see weddings as family events and I find it odd. It doesn't sit quite right with me to exclude children from what are family events. There are loads of things that are adult only. There are restaurants in the evening, there are bars, there are clubs, there are all of those things. But it strikes me as, dare I say it, narcissistic to and self-indulgent perhaps to exclude children because it's your special day kind of thing when potentially you're hurting family members, you're making life difficult for other people and you're excluding possibly members of your own family. They're just a bit younger.
I suppose that it comes down to choice, doesn't it? I mean, you if your wedding is more important to you and if having everything lovely and no kind of, you know, unexpected things happen at your ceremony or at the meal, having to cater for children afterwards, if all that is too much for you, and let's face it, weddings are such a minefield anyway, everybody has a list of requirements for their wedding that is going to upset people all along the way anyway, you know, between the guest list the destination, all of that. I think you're entitled, if you're spending a fortune on your wedding, to decide whether or not you don't
want
children.
Quite sure, Andrea, lots of people are going to agree with you. But look, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning as ever. That is Andrea Smith, freelance journalist. Let us know what you think. Are weddings a no-no for kids?
No, disagree. Totally disagree.
I disagree too.
I have to say, and particularly for close family, I think you want. My nieces and nephews were at my wedding.
My eldest child was at mine.
Yeah. I was at my niece's wedding then 20 something years later. It's nice. And as for funerals, I think it's really important that kids do go to funerals but family members and that people have common sense. This is a baby crying, take the baby out.
Yeah, no, absolutely. But let us know what you think. 53106 at a cost of 30 cent or tweet us this morning at NT Breakfast. And we might put up a Twitter poll as well. And we'll tell you at the end how people feel about kids at weddings.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.